Let's check in for a rural update with Eric Frickberg now. Eric, Athamoria, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, a mixed bag around farmers' profitability and meat exports.
That's right. The export outlook is quite good, but Beef and Lamb New Zealand's mid-season update says farmers' profitability is expected to drop, and that's by 20%. Its chief economist, Andrew Burt, says farm revenue is down and expenses are up, and that's resulted in a sharp reduction in farm profits. Bringing an average of $104,000 a year pre-tax as earnings for farmers.
Some of the challenging things at the moment include the impact of drought, but also meat prices coming off and livestock prices coming off the highs of recent years. They're still at pretty good levels, but not at the highs that they reached in recent times. So that's had an impact on the revenue side of things for sheep and beef farmers. Right through from sheep to cattle to wool particularly and other products.
Now, this was before the arrival of the coronavirus crisis, so that and other matters like drought are putting pressure on farmers. The good news is that people overseas still want to buy our meat and the prices they pay are quite strong.
There was a very good start to the exporting year, which runs from the start of October, so the first half of the season, first 6 months through to the end of March, and that underpinned, for those who were selling into that market, things were reasonably positive, pretty positive. And longer term, red meat's expected to remain a key part of diets. Been a big impact, particularly in China, from African swine fever on demand for all sorts of proteins. And there's something of the order of a 24, 25 million tonne shortage in pork in China this year, and New Zealand produces and exports under a million tonnes of sheep meat and beef combined. So the scale of things is quite significantly different. And so it's a big world out there, and thinking about the scale of consumption in places like China or the US or Europe for that matter.
Andrew Burt says other factors influence world competition, such as the breaking of Australia's drought. That means farmers are rebuilding their herds, they're exporting less meat, and that makes more room for New Zealand product. And our total meat exports are forecast to reach nearly $9 billion this season, with beef lifting 18% to $4 billion for the first time.
Now, whatever farmers might earn, which is obviously up and down, they are liked more.
Yes, they're growing in popularity. COVID-19 appears to have helped. UMR Research Rural Director Mark Elliott says a survey completed in late April showed nearly 63% of respondents showed sheep and beef farmers viewed sheep and beef farmers positively, and that's up 9% compared with 8 months ago. Dairy farmers enjoyed a similar increase in support, now at 60%, and horticulture topped the tree, as it were, at 65%. And Mark Elliott says there were several reasons why people feel this way about farmers.
They saw them as an essential industry. They worked right through COVID, and this also leads to creating exports and jobs. And I think at times when we are a little bit sort of unsettled because we have a crisis, we kind of think more what's most important to us. And what's important to us with families and having access to quality, healthy food.
So really a shot in the arm for farmers at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's a very small shot in the arm because they're still out there having to work really hard facing droughts and looming regulations. But I think it just needs to let them know that while they're out there working hard, it's not all one-way traffic from the urban centres about being negative towards their food producers.
That's Mark Elliott from UMR Research, and that's Rural News for this morning.
Thank you very much, Eric Frickberg.